Sudan's army has denied responsibility for an airstrike that hit a World Food Programme, WFP, convoy delivering aid to famine-stricken communities in Darfur. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, which control the town of Melit, accused the army of carrying out Wednesday's attack. The WFP confirmed that 3 of the 16 trucks in the convoy were damaged and set ablaze, though all staff escaped unharmed. Humanitarian staff and assets must never be a target, the agency said, calling on both sides to respect international humanitarian law. It added that it was still assessing the full impact of the strike. The convoy had been traveling to a village near Melit, about 90 kilometers, 56 miles, northwest of El Fosher, an army stronghold that has been under ISF siege for more than a year. El Fosher has become one of the fiercest battlegrounds in Sudan's civil war, which erupted in April 2023 between the army and the ISF. The ISF has no air force, though both sides have deployed drones during the conflict. The strike adds to a growing pattern of assaults on humanitarian operations in Sudan. In June, 5 aid workers were killed in a similar attack in El Fosher. The war has created one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. Tens of thousands have been killed, 12 million displaced, and more than 4.5 million refugees, mostly women and children, have fled to neighboring countries. Aid groups accuse both sides of weaponizing hunger by looting supplies and blocking access to food. As famine tightens its grip, the attack on the WFP convoy underscores the extreme risks facing relief workers, and the desperation of civilians trapped by the fighting. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.